to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week is brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation. Your play-by-play announcer tonight is Randy Reinhart, along with color analyst Coach Larry Wolf. Tonight's matchup is a huge CCL Silver Showdown as Watterson hosts DeSales. And now here's Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf with the CCL Football Game of the Week.
Thank you, Ryan. What a great night for high school football. At least it's not raining right now. And Larry, this is the game we talk about. It's the Army-Navy game of the Central Catholic League. Your thoughts about this matchup? You've seen it a million times.
Well, it's the most storied programs in the conference. They've had great tradition over the years, and they can't wait to play this game every year. So both sides ready to go, I'm sure.
And, of course, Watterson coming in after that victory in the last minute last week that you heard right here over Benedictine to the count of 10-7. And DeSales getting the victory last weekend over Cub Cath by a count of 49-17 in that contest. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll learn more about these teams from the two head coaches and get ready for the start of this contest. All that more when you come back to CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where the deals have never been better than during the Ram Power Days. Save up to $11,000 on new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 4x4s or get 0% financing for 72 months on all new 2016 Ram 1500s. Shop us 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Because from the moment we meet, you become the most important patient we could possibly have. It's why we'll go above and beyond today. And go even further tomorrow. Because caring for you is an honor and a blessing. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason for everything we do. You are why we seek the best people, with the highest levels of skill, training, and experience, and why we invest in the best equipment, from life-saving technology to healing spaces with all the comforts of home. So you can get better. So you can live, work, play, love. Mount Carmel, because of you.
Do you have a child in college? Education First Credit Union offers a private student loan solution with your financial best interest in mind. Our private student loan features zero loan fees, low interest rates, the option to defer all payments while in school, no prepayment penalty, and the convenience of a line of credit. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
And welcome back to the pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Stallions, Ryan Wiggins. And, Coach, talk about the team's performance last week against Cub Cath. Were you happy with the way they played?
I was happy with the end result. I mean, we were able to pull away, but there were some things in the first half that gave us some problems, and some of it was self-inflicted. Some of it was mental things we thought we could do better. So, in trying to continue to be as good as we can and correct our mistakes, I think we identified some things we need to do much better. But we did win the football game against a good team, and we did play a good second half. We made some nice adjustments and sort of got sharper as the game went on. That part I was happy with, and always happy to win.
And your nickname is the Stallions, and apparently you have yet another one in the backfield. Can you talk about the maturization of Alonzo Booth and what he offers you?
Well, he's had a great year, and I think our guys up front have also played a big key in that. He would tell you that. But Alonzo's big and physical. He can run downhill, but he's also deceptively fast. We were saying the other day he hasn't been caught from behind too much. So he's a complete package as a back, and he's a weapon that they really have to work hard to account for.
Can you talk about the leadership that Cole Silvestri offers at quarterback? It seems like you're giving him more and more as the weeks progress.
Well, he does a great job. He's a fun kid to coach because he's so dialed in and focused. He gives you 100%, and it's just a matter of getting comfortable. And we think we have some pretty good people around him, whether that's receivers or slots or backs, a few guys up front with experience. So playing within himself and just managing the game is most important for him.
Have you seen any growth on your defense as well?
I think we've gotten better. We do have some veteran guys, especially up front. That really helps. But our secondary coming into the year has had some work to do. We got tested a little bit last week. I think we're getting better. Pretty happy with our play up front and at linebacker, but it's got to continue.
Talking with head coach Ryan Wiggins, and at your tender age, you've already seen more than 25 DeSales Watterson games, either as a young fan, as a player, as a coach. Does this game ever change from year to year?
Not really. The excitement of it, what the game means to so many people that played at DeSales, played at Watterson, the communities in both places. It's one of the best games in Central Ohio and one of the best games in the state, I think. And we treat it as a big deal. It's an exciting game. It's one that you always look for. Both schools are that way. And to me, the game, how close the game has been, how many games have went down to the wire, the physicality of it, the class of it, all those things has made it what such a great game that it is.
Does it ever get old?
No, not really. Not at all. It's a privilege to be a part of it.
Coach, best of luck tonight.
Okay, thanks.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week, as presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discount you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university, with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Malik & Malik, a family-owned law firm that provides quality and compassionate legal representation in the Columbus, Ohio region for people who have suffered injuries and deserve proper compensation. Our Columbus, Ohio attorneys are dedicated to helping you recover your rightful compensation for job-related and worker compensation injuries, as well as injuries resulting from car and truck accidents, dog bite claims, and more. Visit us at maliklawfirm.com.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. Our pricing is about half of new. Think about it. If we sell you a product at a great price and it is very reliable, well, that makes you a happy customer, which explains why over the past few years, Miracle Motor Mart has become the largest independent dealer by the number of vehicles sold in the state of Ohio. Listen, go to MiracleMotorMart.com. You'll be glad you did.
And welcome back to the pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Eagles, Dan Majelic. And, Coach, we had a chance to cover the game last week on AM 820. Can you talk about the team's reaction and your reaction after that victory?
Oh, absolutely. It's complete joy. I mean, you know, when you work so hard and we've been so close, I think we're, you know, three losses by a total of 15 points. You know, and as hard as you work, at some point for the kids, you know, it's great to get some reward. Reward in the fact that you get the W with all the hard work, finally.
Can you talk about Cole Andrews and his performance at quarterback? How did you feel about it? His game last week?
I thought Cole did a nice job. I mean, you know, he's coming through some clutch throws. We dropped a number that throws that hurt us, but I think he, as he gets more comfortable with things, we're going to ask more of him, and he's getting more comfortable with the offense. So I think, you know, the whole thing just helps everybody flow a little better.
Was it more of a learning experience for the receivers than the quarterback last week?
A little bit. I mean, some coverage stuff they did is a little bit different than we had seen, but it's just one of those games. You know, sometimes it happens. I don't know why. You know, get a little, the game of the drops, I guess, a little bit.
You talked about your defense last week having to contain the Bengals' speed. How would you assess their performance from that standpoint?
Once we got a few things settled halftime, we had trouble with a couple outside jet sweeps early on that gave us a little bit of trouble, but I thought overall we did a pretty good job on inside game, and once we kind of took a little better angles on a couple things, a little more aggressive, I thought we, you know, kind of contained it.
You take a look at the matchup tonight. You take on DeSales. Obviously, you've been there a million times. I know that Ryan Wiggins has attended or coached or played in at least 25. Your number has to be approaching that. Just your thoughts about that matchup tonight.
It'd be more than that, whatever it is. I don't know, since, you know, two times a year or so, it's been from 88 to now, whatever that is, and plus Hubbard times we played them twice with regular season playoffs. It's always a great game. I mean, it's one of the better, I would, you know, stake it as one of the better rivals in the state of Ohio year in, year out, no matter what records are and whatever, and so it's always a pleasure to be in it.
Is there any element of surprise for this game? Do you save anything for just this game, or do you feel the other team knows you so well?
You both know each other. There's always probably a wrinkle, too, that both teams have, but nothing, you know, over the years I went through that much significant in that part of the area, because your comfortability with knowing each other and seeing each other so much, and sometimes common opponents, so probably doesn't happen that much.
How do you handle the deadly stretch that you have with the likes of taking on DeSales and Bradley and Hartley in consecutive weeks?
You just go play. I mean, you don't have a choice in the matter. So, you go out and play, and you just play as hard as you can. You try to take each challenge as it comes along, and then move on to the next one.
Finally, did you ever get anything or garner any nuggets from either Ron Shea or Mike Golden that you pass along to the team before a game like this one?
Oh, you always do. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I'm probably more Mike than Ron. Ron was only my first year. I've sat in their coaches meeting and stuff, different things, probably quote if I learned anything from Mike Golden and whatever the scenario was, and said it. So it's things that come up a lot.
Coach, good luck tonight.
All right, thank you very much, Randy.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week as presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hello, everyone. Dino Carfagna here for Carfagna's Kitchen and Family Restaurante. Carfagna's offers the best in casual full-service Italian dining, featuring authentic handmade pastas, pizzas, strombolis, gourmet salads, and grilled sandwiches. Weekly specials include Monday's $5 bottle house wines, Wednesday $1 glass wine night, and Thursday's featuring thick-cut prime rib with two sides for under $19. Come and visit Carfagna's Kitchen at 2025 Polaris Parkway, just one block off I-71. And as always, go Stallions!
College scholarships are available from Education First Credit Union. With the fast rising cost of college tuition, free money is as important as ever. Education First has awarded over $140,000 in scholarships to deserving students. To learn more about Education First Credit Union or to request a scholarship application, contact us today. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm Agent Kevin Smith help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kevin Smith handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn you discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm Agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today and get to a better state with State Farm.
It's as big as it gets in high school football rivalries in the Central Ohio area tonight. It's DeSales and it's Watterson. And welcome to the second half of the season on the CCL Football Game of the Week here on AM 820. Ryan Baker back in the AM 820 studios. It's not the only huge CCL matchup this week, though, as St. Charles plays their first home game of the year, taking on Hartley. Reedy is at DeSales High School tonight, taking on Margaretta. And a big one out in Licking County as Newark Catholic is on the road at undefeated Heath. Don't forget, after the game, get all the scores with the AM 820 scoreboard show. Myself and Dave Prefer will be here tonight from this week's Sports, giving you all the scores. Let's head out to Hagley Field now to Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf for the CCL Football Game of the Week.
Ryan, thank you very much. At least a sliver of the silver on the line here in this contest tonight. Watterson won the toss and will receive going from right to left. 62 degrees at game time. It is overcast. It is threatening, but welcome to Central Ohio this week. The winds from the east at 2 miles an hour. And the storms kind of cyclonic the last couple of days, going in the opposite direction you normally would see. So we'll see what happens. So far, no rain, although the skies are threatening. It should be a great game. And DeSales to kick off in the white trim in purple and the Eagles in the maroon top gold pants going from right to left. Dominic DeMaceo has it teed up right at the 40-yard line. Twin safeties back deep for the Eagles inside the 10. And we are underway week number 6. And that one is going to go into the end zone. Going to be scooped up there. We'll have a touchback. We'll bring it out to the 20-yard line. And Watterson will start on offense. In the interior 5 for the Eagles up front, it is Chris Carter along with Michael Massanople, Ethan Bogan, Dominic Elmo, and Riley Fortkamp. The hands people include Casey Calhoun, who won the game last week with that touchdown catch, along with Nate Meyer and Holden Jones. Tight end would be Charlie Spencer, backed up by Nick Geisler. Quarterback is Cole Andrews. Tailback normally is Adam Costin, although Nick DePalma will see time. And fullback, it's Nick Bowen. They start out this first drive from the 20-yard line. One back of the backfield from the 20, from the gun with a wing on the top now in motion to the bottom. On this first down play, too wide to the bottom. The handoff around the left side, across the 20, up to the 25, all the way up to the 27-yard line. Nice gain on the play for Watterson on the first play from scrimmage by Adam Costin.
You know, we've already seen the advantage, I think, that DeSales has in the kicking game with Dominic DeMaceo. Almost every drive is going to start at the 20 if DeSales scores, because every time he kicks off, it goes in the end zone.
Give him a gain of nearly 8 on the play. Second down and 2 from there. We're just underway. 25 seconds into this one. Wide to the bottom of the set goes Calhoun. One wide to the top. Backs offset from an eye from the gun. The handoff goes to Costin around the right side. And not going to do it. Brought down back at the 25-yard line. Great penetration that time for the Stallions by Ryan Corcoran, the linebackers. We check out the defense for the Stallions. Head coach Ryan Wiggins handles the D up front. It is Drew McLookey along with Darius Mullins, Luke Barber, and Brandon Darrow. The linebackers, Ryan Corcoran along with Tyvan Fossen and Brian Asamoah. In the secondary, it's Joe Arnold along with Chris McNally at the corners. The safeties, Jared Noble along with Andre White. It'll be third down now. They lost 3 on the play. Third and 5 from back at the 25-yard line. Too wide to the top, a wing to the bottom, though the man in motion, bottom to top now. Andrews back to throw from the gun, looks to his right. Guns pass overthrown at the 30-yard line, intended on the play for number 15, and that is Nate Meyer. So it's a punting scenario now for the Eagles.
He had enough for the first down. If the ball could have just been lower, he had a chance to catch the ball, get the first down, but the ball was well over his head. This wet field is going to, I don't know who it's going to be to the advantage of. I'm going to guess the sales in the sense that they have a bigger, stronger running back in Booth and Asamoah. But if you're the underdog, you want an off-field, that's for sure.
Geisler, scheduled to be the punter, but I don't think he is punting out there. That is not Geisler punting. And the return is going to start from the 41-yard line and end right there in the person of Jared Noble. We have a different punter out there. We talked about Geisler maybe not seeing as much time on offense. And that time, was that Cole Andrews punting out there?
It was. That was Cole Andrews, number 16. And down covering that was Connor Bush. He did a nice job. As soon as he somehow caught the ball, he was downed immediately.
Invite you to listen on stgabrielradio.com as well, to get that TuneIn app. And you'll get the game. Not only that, but at halftime, Ryan will have all the scores. And Ryan and Dave Papura on the scoreboard show right after this contest, right up to 11 o'clock. First and 10 for the Stallions from their own 41-yard line. Cole Silvestri, under center, toss, near side Asamoah across the 40, and hurdles one person across the 45 up to the 46-yard line. I should say steps over because you can't really hurdle. So gains about 5 on the play for the Stallions on offense. The interior 5, James Gilmore, Joe DeSantis, Daniel Walsh, Omar Vargas, and Drew McLucky. Wide receivers are Chris McNally, along with Tyvan Fossen, who is a slot. Also, we'll see Joe Arnold as well, too. Brian Asamoah, running back. Quarterback, Cole Silvestri, and also big Alonzo Booth. 86 carries, 884 yards, 10.3-yard average, and good for 14 touchdowns. Backs offset. One man in motion.
Unbalanced line to the left for DeSales.
And that's Booth, who's got the handoff, and he goes around the left side, rumbles across the 45, up to midfield, down to the 45, down the 40, all the way down to around the 35-yard line before he's tripped up. And that was a play that took some time to develop. But, Larry, great job of the offensive line. And Booth methodically was waiting for the blockers and picks up 15.
Well, they had 4 down linemen to the left, and then what they do is they ran the wing back in motion, so they effectively had 5 people out there. And it's hard to get outside of all that, but all the linemen just stay with their blocks long enough to give Booth the chance to turn the corner.
Corcoran, in essence, at times a wing, sometimes a tight end. Right now, lines up as a tight end. Van Fossen is the up back. Booth is the deep back. They're offset from the eye. Silvestri under center. Second man through his booth. Gets a handoff inside the 35 and brought down at the 34-yard line. short gain on the play as he gets inside the 35, and he's hit there by number 32. That's Max Brodka. Defensively, Nick Giesler, Will Fortkamp, Michael Massanopo up front along with Charlie Spencer. The linebackers are Hayden Paul, Max Brodka, and Jack Best in the secondary. Jack Frecker and Connor Bush at the corners. Cam Headley and Nate Meyer are the safeties. Now, Jack Frecker in there because of the injury last week to Anthony Mershad, who's probably out, Larry, for one more week.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult for us to tell the numbers here after about 5 minutes because already they're getting muddy.
Yeah. In fact, you look at the handoff that time, and there's a gap right up the middle. Asamoah inside the 30 and stood up, and it's a wrestling takedown right at the 26-yard line by Nate Meyer. Caught him and dropped him at the 26, but still a big gainer for Asamoah, who's already had his jersey obliterated with mud.
That's the old double-leg takedown right there in wrestling. Picked him up off the ground and just put him on his back. Good tackle, but it was, what, 9 or 10 yards on that play?
Gain of 9 on the play. It'll be a first down. They're going to mark the ball right at the 25-yard line with 8:43 left to go in the first quarter, and we are scoreless. One way wide to the bottom now, and Ryan Peeks. It's Van Fossen and Asamoah in the backfield. Corcoran on a wing to the bottom. Handoff goes to Brian. Finds a big gap off the right side. Churns inside the 20-yard line near the 19 before he's brought down. They're going to say that his forward progress was stopped at the 20. With 8:20 left to go in the first quarter, and the Sails driving early in this one on their first possession.
I've been kind of watching Tyler Van Fossen here as a blocking back, and he's had a personal relationship with Max Bradkin, Cam Headley. I mean, he's just been locked on to both of those guys all night long. We're only 4 or 5 minutes into the game.
And I'm looking at Asamoah's jersey, though, and already on the backside, you just cannot see a number at all. Field not bad shape for Hagley Field. We'll leave it at that. Mark the ball at the 20-yard line. It is second down and 5 from there. Corcoran in motion, bottom to top. Second man through. That's Asamoah off the right side. Puts his head down, churns, fights, and brought down finally on the play by number 54, Hayden Paul, who is going for the tackle. Strip of the football as well.
Yeah, Watterson needs a strip of the football. And by the way, Randy, that was a compliment you gave Hagley Field. I mean, he once said, I didn't swap for an ugly guy, so I took that as a compliment, too. So
thank you very much.
One of those things.
We give and we give.
Absolutely.
Seven and a half
some more.
Left to go in the quarter, scoreless. It is a third down and 2 scenario awaiting the Stallions.
It doesn't matter. This is 4-down territory.
Silvestri. Barking out to the lineman, goes left and then right, talking to them. Now comes under center, backs offset from the eye. It's Asamoah. Asamoah hits a big pile and bounces off to the left side and fighting to get down near the 15-yard line. I'm not sure he got there again. Pursued on the play laterally by Hayden Paul.
He's short by about a half a yard, but that was a great run because he got hit about 2 yards deep in the backfield, bounced off the pile. It's going to get difficult to tackle tonight because you're not going to have good footing. You're not going to be able to wrap very well, but he did a nice job of keeping about a half a foot.
And Alonzo Booth checks into the lineup now.
Guess who's getting it?
Asamoah.
I'm guessing it's Booth.
We'll see if they split them
well,
or go
never
from
know.
High. Yeah, Booth is going to be up back. Asamoah's
yeah,
the deep man.
It could be Asamoah.
Fourth down and 1 from just past the 15-yard line. It is Booth who gets the handoff. Churning, fighting. That looks like a Hartley scrum right there when Woodley used to get the ball. And now Booth lost his helmet at the end of the play, so he'll have to check out for a play with 6:28 left to go, and it depends on where they spot the ball as to whether the Stallions have the first down. The ball is touching the line, and we may have a measurement here with 6:28 left to go in the quarter. Our referee tonight, by the way, is John Whitson. The umpire is Gene Nye. His brother Jeff Nye is the linesman. The line judge is Aaron Wolf. The back judge is T.J. Lyons. And Larry, you think it's a first down?
I think it's first down by half the football.
Oh, you nailed it.
I don't know why they just didn't ask me. I could have told them, saved them some time.
You can talk football, field conditions,
measurements,
pretty much everything.
Measurements.
What are your measurements?
I got no brain power, that's for sure.
First and 10 from the 15-yard line. All right. Booth was in there in essence on that one play. Then he checked out. And now Asamoah is in the backfield. Of course, Booth had to check out when he lost his helmet. Also in the lineup now is number 25, Patrick Moriarty at a tight end. There will be times tonight where we might see DeSales go with three tights, in fact. It's Van Fossen and Asamoah from the eye. Asamoah's got it off the left side. No! Can't get away. Whipping him around, doing a 360. Good job by the defense right there to make the hit. That was Will Fortkamp.
Yeah, Will Fortkamp got him, and it looked like a rodeo. I mean, he just grabbed him around the waist and wrestled him down from behind, and that's a great play by Will Fortkamp.
As the skies darken here in Central Ohio with 5:47 left to go, It'll be a second down and 10 situation now from just past the 15-yard line. In essence, he lost about the length of the football. Booth back in there now after missing a play for losing his helmet.
What I've seen Watterson do almost every play is fire at least one linebacker. It looks like they're run blitzing just to try and fill as many gaps as possible and make DeSales bounce the ball to the outside.
Backs offset. And so Westry rolling to his right, looking, directing traffic, pressure from the backside, flag down on the play. Rushing the 15-yard line, and he's brought down back around the 17.
Max Bratkett caught him from behind. That's one of those run blitzes, and he just came through the play side A gap and ran him down from behind.
Let's see what the flag is. It's a legal shift, the call.
Legal shift, stallion. Well, normally you would decline this because it would set up a third and 12, but because of their field goal kicker, you might take this just because of field conditions and their field goal kicker. This is a tough call for Washington.
I don't think 5 yards is going to matter. I decline it here. They're going to decline it.
Okay, it's going to be third and whatever, 10.
Yep, third and just more than 10. The ball just passed the 15-yard line back of the 16. So they crank the clock in with 5:17 left to go. Peaks out there as a wideout.
Eagle Nation, get on your feet.
Corcoran in there. He'll go on a wing to the top. Sylvester again goes down the line, talks to the lineman. Backs from an eye this time, Van Fossen and Booth. Alonzo's got it off the left side. There's a gap inside the 15, inside the 10, bounces it outside. He will take it to the pylon for the touchdown. Alonzo Booth rumbles from 15 yards out with 4:50 left to go. And then it was 6-0 Stallions.
Great kick out block by Cullen Kronbrock on the left side there. Opened up a gaping hole. I mean, it was like maybe 8-10 feet wide. Kicked out the defensive edge. And it was just rumbling, bumbling, stumbling the rest of the way.
Dominic DeMaceo on for the extra point now. He's got Larry Wolf-like numbers. He's 28 of 28 on the campaign.
That's my IQ.
I'm trying to build you up, Buttercup, and you keep knocking yourself down here.
Yeah, but I'm waiting for the other shooter to drop.
Okay. By the way, the holder is Chris McNally for the 7 point. Good snap. There's a kick. Plenty of leg. It goes out onto the street. No, actually, hits the netting back there, and the kick is good, so it's 7-0. 4:50 left to go in the first quarter. We'll pause for 30 seconds on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school teams. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O. Online at salazzomarble.com. Arrivederci.
Transfer Troy Williams in his first game eligible for Reedy with a long touchdown run, and the Silver Knights have an early 7-0 lead over Margaretta.
There you go. We'll see them next week against Hartley. Here we just had a touchdown. Larry Booth, 16 yards, 11 play, 59-yard drive. Usurped 5:48 off the clock. Osimo with 6 carries for 24 yards. Booth for 4 for 36.
That'll work. Watterson does not want to get into a shootout with these guys. They do not.
They're playing the music here. Seven nothing. DeMaceo with the honors. And you can wave bye-bye again as he catches it 2 yards deep in the end zone. Does Meyer will bring it out to the 20-yard line.
It's really a testament to how good a kicker he is, because the field for a kicker is somewhat miserable. You're trying to turn. You get a little torque on your body, and normally off of the AstroTurf, it would be 8 to 10 yards deep, but he can still put it in the end zone off of a substandard surface.
Ball spotted at the near hash now as they go right to left in this first quarter. What do you see working effectively for Watterson against this DeSales defense?
They have to run north and south at him. If they try to go wide, DeSales is too quick on the perimeter. They're going to have to gash them inside the tackles, and they're going to have to throw the short passing game out in the flats.
Costin, the lone back behind Andrews from the gun, hands it off. Costin trying to turn the left side and gets out across the 20. Tight ropes the sidelines a little bit before he's pushed out of bounds. You know, the one guy that offered him a great 1-2 punch last week, remember, it was DePalma. When he came in, he had great speed to the outside.
DePalma's that long, lanky kind of slasher, and he gave him it was like a change of pace when he came in the game last week.
We'll see if they do that later in this contest. Again, they have a quality fullback, too, in Nick Bowen. So So a gain up to the 25-yard line. They're just about halfway home. Third down, make that second down and five from there with 4:42 left to go in the first quarter. 7-0 DeSales leads Watterson in week number six. Again from that gun look. Handoff goes the lone back. Flags on the play. Tossing down at the 24-yard line, but we had flags in the backfield tossed. See if it's a procedural call. I wonder if they had enough guys on the line of scrimmage. It looked like the one wideout was not up to the line.
That's what it looked like to me as well. And then one of them went into motion, so I think they didn't have enough guys. That's what he's explaining right now. Watterson cannot afford those penalties. It's just one of the things. They're going to struggle enough offensively just to move the ball, but they cannot put themselves in second and, you know, 10 or behind the chains.
And indeed, that is the case. So mark the ball back to the 20-yard line as they call the procedural call for not enough men on the line of scrimmage. So it'll be second down and 10 from there. 4:28 and ticking first quarter. Watterson trailing 7-0, but with a football two-way wide at the top now. Bowen in motion, bottom of the top on a wing. Andrews rolling, looking, gunning downfield. Pass is caught at the 30-yard line. A great catch on the play by Casey Calhoun. There was a defender all over him, Larry.
That ball was perfectly thrown. I mean, if it had been a foot back, it would have been a pick six. I mean, it was a perfect pass, and he actually had him open earlier, and he just didn't have his, he wasn't turned. It's hard to turn. He ran what they call a waggle route or a boot pass, and he couldn't get turned in time to make the pass in time.
10th catch of the season now for Casey Calhoun. Had that 12-yard touchdown catch last week with 29 seconds left to give him the victory over Benedictine.
What a catch it was, too.
Look what I found.
That was unbelievable.
First and 10 at the 31-yard line. 3:48 left to go. One man in motion top to bottom now. And they'll keep it on the ground. The up back gets the handoff and up to the 31-yard line. And that is a great job by the interior that the Sales defense to stay home. You're not going to run through Mullins and those guys too often, or Corcoran.
That was a trap. And Tyler Van Fossen just smelled that out immediately. He obviously read his key, his guard block down, and he fired the A-gap and just blew that trap up.
So Bowen got to the 31-yard line, picked up a half yard on the play. And it'll be second down and almost 10 now with 3:17 left to go in the quarter. And I hate to say this, but the sky's darkened, and it's not just because of sunset. Again, one man in motion all the way to the bottom of the set. This time, second man through, gets the handoff, and there was an opening for a second, then closed up rapidly for Costin right at the 31-yard line. And again, the omnipresent Corcoran coming over from left to right to make the hit on the play.
This may not be Kansas, but I think Andy M and Toto are getting lined up out there. It looks nasty out there.
I was dreaming about this, and you were there, and Greg, our fearless engineer, was there. So third down and 9. No place like Hagley, though. Thick your heels. Third and 9 from just past the 31. This time, Costin on an island to the bottom, too wide to the top, including in the slot, goes Casey Calhoun. A constant motion, bottom to top, all the way across the field. Andrews wants to throw, his three men to that side, and overthrows Costin in the flat. The one thing that I've noticed with Cole is sometimes he has a tendency to put too much mustard on the football.
Right. That was a simple little 3 or 4 yard out route, and he just gunned it. And Costin was not capable. He had pulled it in. He wasn't going anywhere. There were two DeSales defenders right on him.
Question, when was the last time you were at a contest where both quarterbacks were named Cole?
Never.
Okay. Curious.
Never.
All right.
There's Nat King Cole and his daughter. Never mind. Different Cole.
Natalie?
Yeah.
Just like you, they're unforgettable.
Unforgettable.
Andrews to punt. Speaking of Cole, standing back at his 20. Gets it off.
Nice punt.
High, hanging punt, and retreating back is McNally to the 27-yard line. Slips down at the 28. And he has made a muck of himself now. He's got mud all over the right side of his body. Tries to take inventory, wipes it off, and he'll head to the sidelines now with 2:14 left to go. Stallions with the lead and the football now.
Well, those DeSales white uniforms are only going to be white for about another minute.
First and 10, DeSales. Mark the ball. They're going to give him forward progress out to almost the 30-yard line. I never saw him get near the 30-yard line. Maybe on a slide, but that's where they'll mark the football.
If it doesn't rain east of here, it's going to miss one heck of a good chance because I'm telling you, the skies are nasty.
So first and 10 from the 30. Van Fossen, the up man. Booth, the deep man. Offset now. Arnold motion top to bottom. Alonzo's got it. Flag on the play. Alonzo up to the 31-yard line and bent back here and now. Got up to the 31, and then he was just pushed back by Nick Geisler. And the flag against the Stallions.
You know, there have probably only been 3 or 4 plays in this part of the field, and already that part of the field looks
black. And again, a legal shift is the call. It's declined again. So that's the second time the Stallion's been called for a legal shift.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what happened there. I did notice that the motion man slipped and fell down as he was going across there. Other than that, I didn't see anything happen.
Yeah, that was Arnold. Maybe playing the Canadian team, you start getting too many guys in motion, eh?
Hey.
Week number two. 2 minutes left to go first quarter, 7-0. Stallions up with the football, and they face a second and 10 now from the 30-yard line. Silvestri rambles down the line, now back under center, backs offset again, showing blitz up the middle. They're coming as well, too. Silvestri rolls to his left, looks, there's nothing open. He's brought down back inside the 25-yard line. He rolled to his left, and either way that he rolls, he's rolling into pressure. I thought I saw Giesler back there.
Well, they were coming off the edges, and what happened is you're running kind of a naked boot pass. It's not going to work. You need to just get rid of it. Unleash that thing and throw it in the seat somewhere.
Giesler there, and also back there, big number 15 for Watterson. That is, no, it's actually 38. Cam Headley was back there as well, too. So 33 and 38 combined with 118 left to go in the quarter. Third down and long now for DeSales.
DeSales will be happy to punt here. They'll run the football. I'm guessing they'll run the football just to make sure they don't make a mistake down here.
Peaks and the muddied McNally to the bottom of the set. One wide to the top now.
Probably a toss sweep coming our way.
Booth is the up man, and we've got whistles and flags. They took too long. Delay of game. With 58 seconds left in the quarter. Back judge had his arm in the air at the five count, and Silvestri didn't see him and waited too long to snap the football.
Well, they get all their plays from the sideline, so they just have to make a decision a little bit quicker over there. And because really the quarterback didn't do a bad job there of getting him lined up and getting him ready to go. It just the play came in late.
Ryan Cromwell, the offensive coordinator, he's done that for 9 of the past 10 seasons for the Stallions. Third and 22. Hand off, Booth has an opening, 25, flag down, 30, 35, 40. He's got the first down, still fighting along the sidelines, still on his feet, 40, 30, 20. Alonzo, one man to beat, and gets brought down. Headley, who hits an inside the 10, but there is a hanky back at the 23-yard line, and we'll see if we're coming back. That was a 76-yard run.
I'm going to guess we're coming back for a hold.
A lot of flags early in this contest.
Oh, face mask
against Watterson.
Ooh. And
so the play stands. Now, DeSales had walked all the way back down to the other end of the field, thinking the penalty was against them.
Sure.
So instead, they'll get the 76-yard gain by Booth, who down the sidelines across the 50 was carrying a defender and just able, with his brute force and speed, to shake him off. And then inside the 10, Headley thought he had the angle on him and was able to bring him down.
Well, they had Booth offset right behind the tackle that time, and they had Asamoah in the deep back, and Asamoah went in motion early, and they faked a toss sweep and ran the inside counterplay. And the next thing you know, he's down the sidelines for 77 yards.
44 seconds left. First and goal from the 4. Silvestri talking to the backs, Van Fossen and Booth.
Once Booth gets rumbling, it might take a whole posse of folks to bring him down.
Or one of the storm clouds from the 4. Alonzo's got it off the left side. They undercut him inside the 3 near the 2. He does not break the plane, so it'll be second down and goal.
Watterson's just in a root hog technique here. What they're trying to do is get their tails up and their noses down and shoot the gaps and get as deep into the backfield as possible and try to take the legs out. And that time they were successful.
Second down and goal inside the 2-yard line. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Chance to go up by 2 touchdowns after 12 minutes. Tight look this time. And they'll keep it on the ground. I think Silvestri on the keeper, was he not? And does he break the plane? Yes, touchdown. Cole takes it in. 10 seconds left to go, and the Stallions lead 13-0 as Cole Silvestri gets his second touchdown on the ground this season.
Not a whole lot the Watterson could do once DeSales got the ball down there at the 2-yard line. I mean, they're just going to power you. And they went foot-to-foot splits and just ran the quarterback sneak, but they could run anything they wanted.
Well, the killer was third and long, and they converted with a 76-yard run. So if you're Watterson, you have no one to blame but yourself.
You had to know they were going to throw the ball down there. They're going to run it and concede that they may have to punt. And they ran the inside trap play or inside counter play, and it was see on down the road.
Demacio looking for a fairly dry spot of terra firma there.
Really?
Good luck with that. Snap, kick.
It's a long way to Arizona.
Thank you very much. Kick is up. It is good. Timeout on the field. 14-0 Stallions lead. CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus can help you get to a better state, because he'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From costs to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Marquette Dixon has an 80-yard touchdown run and a 2-yard touchdown run, and Hartley leads St. Charles 15-0. And Devin Dukes with a long touchdown run puts Reedy up 14-8.
Sounds like Reedy ready for this new weapon. Should be interesting next week when they take on Hartley right here. Silvestri, 1-yard run. Demasio, the PAT, 5 plays, 70 yards, 2:04 off the clock. And just like that, the Sales leads 14-0 with 10 ticks left in stanza number one. Should we just put the ball at the 20 and save everyone the time here?
No, let's just see if we can do it again.
All right. There's the kick. It is high. It is deep. And he's in the end zone.
Did 3
yards
again.
Deep.
3 in a row.
That one was only about 2 yards deep, though.
I know.
So the next one will only be a yard deep.
I'd put him on the JV team. He's not going to kick it farther than that.
That's why you're not coaching anymore.
That and a lot of other reasons.
No. You were an outstanding head coach.
Yeah, I should have been outstanding. Outstanding outside the fence.
Thank you. Reedy, Academy.
Anywhere.
Were you a head coach anywhere else?
No, football? Nobody else was that silly.
Okay. You know, I try to build him up, folks. I do what I can, but...
There's too many people out there that know me.
Shecky Wolf takes another rep. First and 10 from the 20-yard line with 10 ticks left to go after the touchback. Two wide to the bottom now to the short side of the field in Meyer and Calhoun. One back in the backfield, nearly get motion up front. They'll hand it off, and boy, there is nothing there. Van Fossen comes shooting through, and they look for a gap and couldn't find it as De Palma tried to go around the left side, and that'll do it for the first quarter. 14-0 to Sales leads after the first 12 minutes. Week number 6 high school football action continues here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. We have a large selection of fresh, off-lease, low-mileage vehicles at great prices. Please visit our website at MiracleMotorMart.com, where you can choose from over 350 vehicles which are priced to sell quickly. We deal with over 20 lenders to arrange your financing needs with rates as low as 2.9%. Go to MiracleMotorMart.com. You'll be glad you did.
Malik & Malik, a family-owned law firm that provides quality and compassionate legal representation in the Columbus, Ohio region for people who have suffered injuries and deserve proper compensation. Our Columbus, Ohio attorneys are dedicated to helping you recover your rightful compensation for job-related and worker compensation injuries, as well as injuries resulting from car and truck accidents, dog bite claims, and more. Visit us at maliklawfirm.com.
Yep, right defense end.
And welcome back to Hagley Field after one quarter. Total offense to Sales 131, Watterson 17, 6 on the ground, 11 passing for Watterson. All the 131 on the ground for the Sales. Hit 5 first downs to 1 for the Eagles. On a second down and 15 now from the 15 for Watterson. On the delay, the handoff, nothing there. You know, they thought they were going to trick him by going with the delay that time. And, Larry, there was absolutely nothing between the tackles that time as they handed off to, I think, Bowen on the play, and there was nothing.
Well, one of the problems with a wet field like this is the defense doesn't get upfield as fast. So if you're going to run the draw play, you'd like to suck them upfield, you know, and to get them off their stances quicker. And Darius Mullins that time was just kind of waddling up, because that's what you have to do in a field like this. You kind of keep your feet underneath you and just take sure steps, and he just happened to be right in the way.
De Palma and Meyer check in. Meyer's got the play, gives it to Cole Andrews. The ball back at the 14-yard line. It's going to be third down and 16 from there. Meyer and Calhoun to the bottom now. Andrews rolling right, looking, pressure. He slides a little bit, can't get away from the pressure, and they whip him down. Boy, Corcoran wanted to rip him in half. He just took him and did the do-si-do number with him and brought him down. And again, Andrews got to the corner and slid about 3 feet.
Alamand left with your left. I'm telling you, he ring-tied him and threw him in the circle, and down he went. Great play by Corcoran.
So Watterson on 3 plays going the wrong direction. Now they'll be punting from their own end zone.
And that's a problem, because DeSales doesn't need a short field to score on you, and they're going to get a short field. They're going to get the ball here probably at the 35 to 40-yard line at the most.
1 and 2 back deep. McNally 1, Noble 2. Andrews 5 yards deep in his end zone, gets it off. hanging punt, but McNally's going to start the return from the 36 of Watterson inside the 30 to the 25 and brought down at around the 23-yard line. So a good return on the play after a punt of 31 yards and a return on the play of 13. So a net of 18 with 10:26 left to go. It's a short field now for DeSales, first and 10 from inside the 25-yard line. Let's see where they mark it. They're going to put it down at the 23.
And this may be too early to be a critical or crucial series, but for the DeSales offense or the Watterson defense, this is crucial because if DeSales punches another one in, they could start to lose contact with Watterson at 21.
And they've got the 1-2 punch in there now with Booth and Asamoah. Offset Asamoah, the deep man, Silvestri under center, one wide to the bottom now. It's Asamoah on the delay to the right side. Big gap, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. He's going to take it in. Untouched for the touchdown with 10:19 left to go. And boom, 20-0 Stallions.
Counterplay. They ran the tailback counter tray. And they led with Booth and an offside guard. And a huge hole on the right side. And he was basically untouched. I mean, somebody may have touched him in the line, but he just busted right through there. It was simple.
Asamoah, his sixth touchdown on the ground this season. And DeMaceo out there for the 21st point. And I was watching in the wide side of the set there in big number 9. Joey Velasquez just stood there and cheered.
Yeah, he had nothing else to do.
He was on an island out there by himself. And they're going to go for two, it looks like. No, I guess not. They've got DeMaceo there. Somebody went behind the center for just a second. Now they go back in their normal set. DeMaceo to make it 21-0. With 10:19 left to go. There's a snap. There's a kick. Plenty of leg. It is up. It's good. 10:19 left to go. DeSales leads by 3 converted touchdowns here on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation, AMA 20.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
With 40 seconds left in the first quarter, St. Charles gets on the board. They cut the Hartley lead to 15-7.
Rushing so far in this contest, Larry Asamoah, 7 carries, 47 yards and a touchdown. Booth, 7 carries, 114 yards and a touchdown.
That's a two-headed monster there, and they're running downhill. They're not going side to side. They're running downhill inside the tackles. If they have to bounce it, they bounce it.
Asamoah, 23-yard run, one play, took 7 seconds, and they're up 21-0. And this one is starting to spit here at Hagley Field. Hoods are up. Some umbrellas pop up to our right. And across the far side in the Stallion stands as well, too. DeMaceo trying to keep a string intact. High. It is deep. Again, they're going to bring it out from the 1-yard line right up the gut. And they get it up to the 17, 18-yard line. From this vantage point, the goal line is obliterated. So I thought he was a yard deep.
He looked like he was a yard deep, but maybe the ball didn't cross. You know, he might have been standing in the end zone.
Exactly.
But I'll tell you, it's hard to see the yard lines at the one end here.
Starting to lose everything. The yard lines, the uniform numbers, and everything. They're going to get forward progress out to just about the 20-yard line. First and 10 for Watterson from there now. 10-12 left to go. Watterson down 21-0 in this one. Larry, you can be our meteorologist tonight because you're half the time you're outside of the booth.
Well, that's the only way I can see, so I walk out in the doorway.
From the gun, Andrews wants to throw. Looking long downfield. Has a man, pass incomplete. Loss at the 40-yard line. Had a man right there at the 40-yard line and threw his fingertips. Pass was a little high, but very catchable. So now it will be second down and 10. Was that Connor Bush intended receiver?
Yes, and they had a deep post route and a wheel route behind it, which means that the slot man was going down the sidelines, and they had the slot covered, but when the corner came off to cover the slot down the sidelines, that left the post open because the safety couldn't get over in time. He was open, should have caught it.
Bush out, Holden Jones in. He's wide to the top. Calhoun to that side as well, too. Now Calhoun in motion top to bottom. Andrews from the gun. Going to hand it off, and nothing there. Everybody slips sliding away in the middle of the field, and the running back couldn't even get back to the line of scrimmage. Just he lost his footing as well, too, as that time it was Cosson trying to get up to near the 20-yard line. He slides down inside the 18.
Brian Osamoah for DeSales absolutely was unblocked, and he came in to make the shot. I mean, he was going to absolutely make this tackle.
Whoops.
And it looked like a pratfall from a vaudeville show. I mean, both feet went out from under. He landed, well, it would have been my brain, but he landed on his backside.
Little Keystone football breaking out here.
Slightly.
Third down and 13.
Brian Osamoah is sliding, going from side to side. He can hardly stand up out there.
He can go north to south pretty well, though,
yes, can he? Yes, he can.
On a third and 13, looking long, that same play, this time to Calhoun. Pass overthrown at the 40-yard line. He was at the 40. The ball was at the 47, so it'll be fourth down.
He's got to get taller. If he just gets taller, that would have been a completion.
Fourth down. Goes back the line we've done before. Don't play like a sophomore. Play older, right?
Play taller.
So it'll be fourth down for Andrews and company.
I'm not sure Jabbar could have made that catch.
No. One and two back deep again in McNally and Noble.
Again, they're going to get it on the short side of the 50.
Low snap, gets it. Low sprinkler kick as it goes over rotating. And then that time the return by Noble down to the 40-yard line. Now, he does have a kick return for 87 yards and a touchdown and also a 50-yarder. For one as well, too, last year. That time a 35-yard punt by Andrews with a 12-yard return. And Larry mentioned it. It'll be a short field once again for the Stallions with 9-12 left to go. I think they're going to mark the ball right at the 40-yard line.
Well, it's a double-edged sword for Watterson. First of all, they've got the ball backed up every time because DeSales kicks the ball in the end zone. And second of all, they can't get out of there. So now they kick it on the short side. DeSales gets it on the short side. They score again and get it at 20 again. It's just they're chasing their tail right now. They have to get their offense moving.
First and 10 from the 40 for the Stallions at the Watterson 40-yard line with 9:12 left to go. Backs offset. Osamoah with a deep man. Booth up tight. And Alonso gets it. Nothing inside. And he slip slides to the 39. Went to the left and tried to then readjust the right, but lost his footing and fell forward for a yard.
The field actually looks better than it is. I mean, there are some green patches out there, but right now it's getting pretty mucky.
Well, I can tell you, too, it was soggy before the before the contest, too. And also the grass is a little bit higher, too, to kind of negate maybe some of that stallion speed as well, too. And, yeah, difficult to cut when it's still wet.
It's been raining forever. There was a guy out back building an ark when it came in.
One more day, we'll have four. That time, Osamoah trying to get the handoff, and he almost slipped before he got to the line of scrimmage. And still, though, was able to right himself and get it inside the 40 down to around the 37-yard line as he takes it off tackle. So 8:25 left to go, and they'll mark him down just past the 38, so a short gain. It'll be third down and eight from there.
Whatever shoes Brian Osamoah is wearing, he should change them because they're not working. They're just not working.
Well, how many different kinds of shoes do you have?
Well, there are about five or six different kind of bottoms that you can wear, but the kids don't have five or six. They've got one. You know, that's the way it is. You wear it every time you play.
Booth and Osamoah in the backfield. It's Brian again off the left side and puts his head down and got hit at the 35 but kind of catapulted himself inside the 32 near the 31. So I would think you go for it here on a fourth down and less than two.
Yeah, you have to. You really don't have a choice. You're not going to punt it for 20 yards. So
the sticks are off a little bit on the far side of the field. It's fourth down and closer to one. So let's see what they have to do here with 7:37 and ticking first half. Each team with their full complement of three timeouts remaining here in the first half.
I mean, they just need to get the ball to about the 30. And
is it booth time? Well, did they draw them off, or did we have a false start? Let's see. Flags are tossed. We had motion on both sides. We have a false start on the offense, so march it back five. He contemplated a long field goal here. Do you still go for it?
No, it's going to be a 52-yarder from there, so... Or 53, so I'm guessing you still go for it.
Now, you know that DeMaceo has a 55-yarder against Cano, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but he's kicking off an ice rink out there right now.
That's true.
He can't even hardly stand up. He'd be better off putting skates on.
Going Canadian again, eh?
Hey,
here we go. Fourth down and a long six from back of the 36. Clock ticking down. Let's see if they opt to burn a timeout as they get under 5 seconds, perhaps. Hand goes up from the back judge. 4, 3, 2, 1. Are they going to take a penalty?
Nope.
No, they'll take the timeout. They waited till the end. They take it with 6:55 left to go. We'll earn the burn as well, too, and take a timeout for 30 seconds on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Get 0% financing for 72 months on almost all remaining 2016 Ford vehicles at Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster. This is Bobby Dawes, and for a limited time, you can buy a new 2016 Ford F-150, the best-selling vehicle in the world, and pay 0% up to 72 months. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com and experience for yourself
The best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Heath has an early 14-0 lead over Newark Catholic, and it's all Upper Arlington early. They've got a 22-0 lead over Westland.
Poor Westland. Last year was a season of promise, it seemed like, at times, with the Cougars now taking a step back here in 2016. DeMaceo is on, and he is standing back in punt formation. Now, the up man, you want to know, is Anthony Cerrone, who's the backup quarterback, by the way. But it goes to DeMaceo, and he lost the handle, got it back, and got off the punt anyway. And it's going to be inside the 10, inside the 5, and die in the wet turf. So he lost the handle, almost slipped, got the punt off, and got it inside the 5.
That's about the worst-case scenario for Watterson. I mean, if they had a punt block on, they probably would have blocked it because he literally dropped the ball. It's so wet. And then he pooches it, and it goes dead at about, the 2-yard line. Watterson
somewhere
couldn't get out
just
of the 20.
Beyond the mud.
There's no such place. Arizona again.
Yeah, I'm going to call it
really?
Close to the 1.
You're going to call it from here.
I'm going to call it the 1-yard line.
We can't even see from here. I know there's a ball out there because they want moms and dads
grab
to watch.
My legs and I'll maneuver myself out the window here.
Don't do it.
Hey, it's not raining that much anymore. First and 99.
Oh.
And DeSales says they have the football, but we'll see.
Well, if your quarterback's naked, it's really impossible to
They're
get.
Also saying there's a safety, too. The Stallions are saying they didn't make it out of the end zone because of a slip and the pressure, but nope. They're giving forward progress to Watterson out of the end zone, so it'll be second down and more than 10. Can't be much more than 10 from inside the 1-yard line.
For the record, before the game, there was a goal line. I saw it. I was down there. There was a white line.
Kyle Naderhoff checks into the contest now for more size. For the Eagles, second down and 10.5 from inside the 1-yard line. Andrews under center with two backs in the backfield. And hands it off. They take it off the left side. A little breathing room. Get a short gain on the play.
I went to a mud wrestling event and a football game broke out. I mean, this is incredible.
So it'll be third down as sirens in the background.
Yeah, must be a volleyball game somewhere.
Yeah.
I say that because my family's a long line of firefighters. It's always been a good little joke for us. It's an away game, too. They had to go.
Third down and a little less than 10, just past the 1, closer to the 2-yard line. 5.5 left to go. Watterson down 21-0. And they'll keep it on the ground and burrow their way out across the 5-yard line, and that's about it. It'll be a punting scenario now for the Eagles. That's about all they can do.
Keyword there was burrow.
Bowen on the carry.
Again, DeSales is going to get incredible field position, probably inside the 40, maybe inside the 30.
It'd be the third consecutive time, wouldn't it?
Yep, third or fourth.
He scored on one with Asamoah on the 23-yard run.
They're allowed to score 28 points and have 12 total yards offense. They don't have to go very far.
Andrews about 8 yards deep in the end zone. Waits, gets it off. Noble from the 36, 35-30, and brought down at the 27, falls to the 26. And contact after the whistle, too. A little chippy out there on that little kick and punt return, so we'll see what happens here. No flags on the field. It'll be first and 10 from inside the 27 near the 26, 4:45 left to go here in the first half. All Watterson in this one. Hey, after the CCL game of the week, be sure to tune in to the AMA 20 scoreboard show presented by This Week Sports. Brian Baker and Dave Papura bring you the scores and highlights from the OCC, the City League, CCL, the Licking County League, and the Mid-State League. AMA 20 scoreboard show after the game only on AMA 20 and SaintGabrielRadio.com. Thanks for listening online. Again, go to SaintGabrielRadio.com or on the TuneIn app as well, too. Booth's got it. First down play. Puts his head up. Tries to spin. Carries defenders. And slides. He does the splits almost at the 28-yard line. Still with three guys on him, and they couldn't bring him down immediately. And then finally slides down at around the 28-yard line.
Well, there were 9 Eagles on that tackle. There were only 2 guys standing, and they were on the wide side of the field covering wide receivers.
And Booth became the nest.
It was a mess.
To the 7-yard line, so they're going to say back to the line of scrimmage, no more. Second down and 10 from there. 4:13 left to go in the first half. Watterson trailing 21-0 in this one. Booth and Van Foss in the backfield offset. Peaks wide of the top. And we had motion up front before the start of that play. Let's see if that's a false start on the offense.
Now, Ryan Wiggins is not going to be happy about the way this game is being played right now. I mean, they're up 21 to nothing. He's happy about that. But they've had three or four motion penalties and crazy little things that just drive you nuts when you're coaching. It's tough enough to get a first down on a muddy field.
Larry, as you're planting your legs in the offensive line, do they slide sometimes in this muck and cause a false start? Or?
You try to tell your guys to stay off their toes, get flat-footed.
Okay.
Get on the insides of your feet. You know, just get a little wider base and keep your feet up underneath you and don't get extended because you can't. I mean, as soon as you try to push off and go somewhere, you're going to slip and fall.
We'll say it's second and 15 from allegedly the 31-yard line, and they did it again. Pushing back, way back, another 5 yards. Across the 35 to the 36, it'll be second down and what, about 20 from there?
Yep.
Going to move it actually closer to the 37.
This is actually helping the Waterston defense because, you know, they haven't really stopped DeSales. DeSales have stopped themselves, so these penalties are killing DeSales.
How about a pass play here?
Whew.
That peaks wide at the top, one-on-one. Yep, booth time off the left side. Takes it outside, inside the 35, down near the sidelines. He slides out of bounds and then got pushed again, but he slid about 3 yards out of bounds and then got shoved one more time, but still a nice gain considering he took it to the short side of the field and how slippery it is over there.
I don't believe the soccer team's going to like the condition of this field tomorrow if they have a game.
If they can find the field tomorrow.
Yeah.
Get on your feet.
Third down and a dozen from back at the 28-yard line. Peaks to the bottom. He's the only wide out again. Tight set.
I'm going to guess Booth passed at a wide side here to the right.
Unbalanced right. Oh, Booth loses his balance twice and goes down inside the 30-yard line, right around the 28-yard line. He slipped at the 31 and slipped down again. And it was terminal at the 28, so it'll be a fourth down situation. That's why I wonder if you don't try to throw and isolate somebody one-on-one on the outside.
They're going to try a field goal here, I think, maybe. What do you think? Might be, what would that be, 46
yards? We'll see.
Nope.
They're signaling a play. 3:22 and ticking, first half. Stallions up 21-0 in this one. Van Fossen and Booth in the backfield. Wide to the bottom, it's McNally. Fourth down and a dozen. And he lost the handle. Silvestri tried to throw the ball, and he's going to have to cover it up back at the 37-yard line. He rolled to the right and tried to go back with the arm. When he did, the ball slipped out of his hands, and then he had a fall on it back at the 37, so Watterson will get it back.
Well, the funny thing about that play is they had Joe Arnold III out there one-on-one, and he was open on the slant route. They had him open, and he went to throw it, and it just slipped right out of the back of his hands.
So give it back to Watterson now with 3:01 left to go in the first half, and Watterson down by 21 points. So
Watterson desperately needs a big play. They need to get something to change this field position so that maybe they have a chance to score here before half. And it's going to take a big play because I don't think they can drive it on this DeSales defense.
It's very hard to move it all on this field, let alone drive it. First and 10, one back in the backfield. Andrew's going to hand it off. It goes to Costin. He's brought down back inside the 35-yard line. Great pursuit by that Stallion defense to the far side of the field, and he's tackled back at the 33.
It's Darius Mullins, and Watterson has no answer for him, and it's not because he can't block him. It's that Darius Mullins weighs 320 pounds, and in the mud, you can't move him. He's going to stay low. He's got good center gravity, and you can't move him. And so all he's going to do is get his arms on you, lock you out, and pursue the ball. You can't move him.
Jones and Bowen in, and Mullins, good size, 6'5", 320. They double and triple team him. He's committed to play at Indiana, first team all-district last year. Over center now is Ethan Bogan on a second down and 13 from the 34. Bowen in motion to the top. Andrews rolling to his right, looking, and there's flags right when he gets ready to throw. Boy, that was a late flag.
Late flag.
Only a play can't go that long and get flagged and stopped like that, especially if it's a dead ball. It is a dead ball, and it goes against Watterson.
12 guys, what is it?
Two. Substitution infraction,
they
had
12 on the field.
And one more exit. They had one extra wideout, I think.
It's tough when you can run five wide receivers and still have a running back. That's tough.
So mark it back five. and it's self-destructing. The good news for DeSales, at least, they had the upper hand before this all started, and they're up 21-0 late in the first half, approaching 2 minutes left to go.
Well, DeSales is going to start burning some timeouts here because they want Watterson to have to punt the football to him.
Remember, DeSales burned one. They have two remaining. Watterson with their full complement of three timeouts. Second down and 18 from the 29-yard line. Andrews back to throw, looks to his left, quick pop, pass overthrown for Costin. Coverage on the play by number one, Chris McNally. Pass was high. Again, thrown a little too strong. And whistles on the field. Do we have another flag down?
No, I think we have a clock problem. The clock continued to run after
142. 142 is what they want on the clock. John Whitson asked for 142. Currently it reads 138. That's reset. He gives a thumbs up. Everybody is happy and muddy. Can I wish you a happy Mudder's Day then, or what?
Not for a while.
Okay.
Hello, Mudder.
Hello, Father.
Hello, Father.
Here we are at
Camp Granada.
Place is very
entertaining.
And they say we'll have some fun.
Pit stops raining. Here we go.
Third down and 18 from
Try
the 29.
We'll be here all week.
Andrews from the gun. Van Fossen bluffing the blitz from the outside. Is he coming? Yes, he is. He's coming big time. They pressure him, and Costin in the flat. The pass incomplete. They were sending at least seven on that play, Larry.
When Watterson runs Costin in motion, DeSales is rolling their entire secondary up, and so they bring a safety down almost to the line of scrimmage, and they're just waiting on that little three-yard out route, and it's they're going to have to do something to go back to the other side. Maybe a screen pass away from the motion because the defense is rolled up to the motion.
Battle of attrition here in the second quarter. Another punting scenario for Watterson. And they get it off, and he's going to bounce inside the 42-yard line and be knocked around right around the 41-yard line.
They're trying to down.
And they can't pick it up.
It's like a grease pig.
31 yards on the punt. I'll get it. No, you get it.
Alphonse Gaston.
I was just going to say that. It's frightening. So it'll be first and 10 now. DeSales gets it back, setting the scene. Just about 90 ticks left to go, 129 officially. You got two timeouts. Running has been an adventure down on that side, but this side has grass.
Well, nobody's been down here.
Okay.
I mean, nobody's been on this side of the field. DeSales had the ball for two plays and scored. But other than that, this end of the field's pretty good. That's the south end of the field's pretty good.
So first and 10 from the 40-yard line for Sylvester and Company. Asamoah gets the handoff, looks for a gap, and fights for a gain of maybe two on the play, and that is it. Max Brodka closing it down and stopping him as he took it around the right side. It'll be a second down and 8 with 1:17 left to go in the half.
It's kind of an effort and futility here right now. And there's nothing worse than sitting in a locker room with a cold, wet uniform on for 20 minutes while some coach is talking to you.
McNally and Vasquez. And the handoff goes to Booth. There's nothing there. They stand him up at the line of scrimmage. Great penetration that time by Michael Massanople.
That was the same play they ran earlier when he cracked off that 75 or 76-yard run. They ran the tailback Asamoah in motion, and they ran the reverse pivot, faked the toss sweep, and tried to run the inside counter, and it did not work this time.
Joey Velasquez stays out there as a wideout now. He's out there along with McNally on a third down play with 33 seconds left to go. Third down and 9 from the 41-yard line.
Well, when they snap this ball and the play ends, I wonder if Watterson will burn a timeout and make them punt it.
The bad news, Larry, is I don't think it's going to get any drier for the third quarter.
Ooh.
15 seconds left to go. Back judge put his hand up in the air, and they snap it. Now we have whistles, and we have a timeout taken. No, we've got a flag.
Yep, delay.
So march it back 5 more. You know, busy officiating crew of John Whitson, Gene and Jeff Nye, Aaron Wall, and TJ Lyons. They've kept their balance for the most part, though. They're about the only ones that haven't fallen down yet.
I had to go very far.
Everybody else looks like a weeble.
You just stand still because the ball can't go anywhere.
Third down and just about 36-yard line. And they're going to take a knee.
If your Watterson call a timeout, that's exactly what they do. I'm not sure how that play took 5 seconds, but it did.
Watterson burns a timeout.
Now, if you're Watterson, you're going to storm the castle here and try and block this punt.
With 7 seconds, James Bond on the clock.
The only chance you have to score before the half.
Do you have a special look that just rushes the punter like
this? Oh, absolutely. You watch the special teams of the other team, and you say, who is their weakest lineman? Where's the block point? The block point is the point about 2 yards in front of where the kicker kicks the ball, because if you go to the kicker, you'll rough him. So you try to go about 2 yards in front, and you... somebody to block the punt. One guy in the return for the block.
DeMaceo standing back at his own 20-yard line. Got it. They give him pressure, but not nearly enough. And Meyer's going to try to hunt it down, and he does so at the 27. Slides down at the 36 as he turned the corner. He had some speed as he accelerated. All of a sudden, the wheels came out from underneath him, and snow tires were needed there, or at least rain tires, and that'll end the first half. So, Larry, 21-0 to Sales. Very effective early in this contest, but I just kind of wonder if it's going to be a stalemate after what we've seen in the second quarter.
When you get on these muddy fields, the team that scores first probably wins more often than anybody else. And I would say it's probably 70 or 80% because the field deteriorates and you can't do anything. The balls get wet, they get heavy, you can't throw it, you can't run it. It's a mess.
So it's halftime here with the Stallions, number one in the state in Division III, and also first in D3 Region 11 when it comes to computer points. And meanwhile, you take a look at Watterson, and Watterson back in the pack with their mark of 2-3 on the campaign. We'll see what happens in this one. 21-0 at halftime. Coming up after the break, we'll have the highlighter. I will talk to the Chris Campbell. And also, Ryan will take a look at the scores from other contests. We'll hear from Todd Bell as well, too, with a preview and a review of Ohio Dominican football. All that and more coming up here at halftime. At the break,
because you and the sun